This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I'm going to do something here, kind of an audible. We got a call from Hogan Gidley, and he had an important phone call he needed to take. He said he could come in later this segment, and I was like, you know what, let's just reconvene with Hogan at another time. I want to take your phone calls right now with the YouTube live chat poll. If you want to give us a ring and tell us about the Biden presidency scandal, do you think that it's a bigger scandal than Watergate? You can call us at 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. How big of a deal do you think that the Biden presidency, the auto pen, everything that goes along with the question marks surrounding a presidency with a president who is in such cognitive decline? As I was discussing with Jory Murdoch at the 1 o'clock, the beginning of the 1 o'clock hour, it's the most gaslighting, political gaslighting in American history. It has to be. Everything about Joe Biden's presidency seemed to be managed, seemed to be like manufactured, so to speak. And Joe Biden, how many times did we hear him say, I'm going to get in trouble if, oh, they want me to ask this person to speak. They, you know, everything he would say was so contrived and positioned in a way that he was vocally confessing to the American people on a regular basis that he was not in charge, that there were people who were in charge of him. So we're asking you today, is the Biden presidency scandal bigger than Watergate? Yes or no? Brad said earlier in the show, he's like, I wasn't alive during Watergate. I don't remember Watergate. I certainly don't either. I was born in 84. One of my three-year-old Molly's favorite questions to ask people is, who was president when you were born? I don't know where that developed from, but she definitely wants to know who was the president when you were born. And my husband and I are both Reagan babies. All four of my kids were born during Democrat administrations. That's kind of crazy that we were able to skip all the years that Donald Trump was president. My son being born in 2009. 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. You can call us and tell us about your thoughts on what maybe you don't even think it's a scandal. Maybe you don't think it's bigger than Watergate. Maybe you don't think it's a scandal at all. And you think that Republicans in the House, as we had Eric Burleson on yesterday, talking about his role in the House Oversight Committee and how they are going to be looking into this. Maybe you think it's all just a political game and there's nothing to it. Or maybe you think it is bigger than Watergate. I've heard people saying in interviews with people on Fox News that they think this is the biggest political scandal in American history. That's a bold statement. Jackie said, add in the auto pen and validity of Biden's decisions for policy. Okay. Vicky said, I chose yes for now. It definitely has the potential to be a much bigger scandal if the truth ever does come out. Lori said, yes, if not at least about the same. But I do think more as it has a lot more people involved. Joe says by Biden presidency scandal, you're referring to the unelected group of people who secretly assumed control of the presidency and most powerful country in the world. I guess I vote Watergate. All right, Joe. Also, Joe said earlier, don't approach pregnant women in the supermarket. Joe, a different Joe, says, yes, the biggest part of Watergate was the cover-up. This is much, much bigger crime and just as large of a cover-up. We don't know who ran the country. 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. If you would like to weigh in on this issue, we would love to hear from you. Let's go to Nolan. Nolan, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Do you think the Biden presidency scandal is bigger than Watergate?
Yes, I definitely do. The reason being, the Nixon scandal was break-in, cover-up, but the Biden issue is whoever was using the auto pen was not authorized to sign directives, presidential orders, or legislation into law. Anybody could have hacked into there. For example, I wasn't elected president, but I could sign anything in the law, any directive I wanted, and no matter where you are on the presidential staff tree, you don't have that authority. So consequently, anything that was not actually signed by Biden, whether it's auto pen or his own hand, should be invalid. It's a real constitutional question. And we can't be in a position where we say, oh, okay, it's all right this time. Next time, we'll make sure that never happens.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nolan, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. The question is, who did have access? Who was making these decisions? We don't know the answer to that. And it's a scary thing to think about. What might have been implemented, what might have been in play when the people who were knowingly managing, if you ask the Hur report, a well-intentioned elderly man with a poor memory, that's the guy who was running the country? I just don't think that's the case. 314-241-9797. We want to know from you, is the Biden presidency scandal bigger than Watergate? Yes or no? 314-241-9797. Caller John, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think?
Hey, Annie. I saw you at Brian Kilmeade. You were awesome, by the way.
Oh, my gosh, John. You had to bring it up.
Yeah, you were a great nun. Anyway.
Thank you. It's my first time.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Having gone to school with nuns, you were good. Anyway, I was alive during Watergate. My president at birth was Truman, so in the last 3 months of his presidency. But Biden's thing is way worse than Watergate. Watergate was just a cover-up of a break-in that happens all the time. Who signed stuff? Who's covering things up? Biden couldn't make a decision. Way worse. Who was running my country while this was all going on? It just fries my mind that this took place.
What do you want to see? Like, okay, we had Burleson on yesterday. He's part of the oversight committee. James Comer is being very aggressive with the potential investigations, sending out subpoenas and so forth if they don't cooperate. What, like, to what extent do you want to see these investigations, John?
I want to know who was using the auto pen, who signed 5,000 pardons, because I know Biden would have writer's cramp. And then whoever was doing that, I want all that stuff nullified because it shouldn't have taken place.
So you want it undone?
I want it totally undone. And if they can go back and undo some of the executive orders that guy put in place, do it.
All right. Well, John, thank you for the phone call and the kind, generous compliment on the nun.
You're welcome, sister.
Oh, gosh. I get it. Sister. 314-241-9797 if you want to call us and weigh in on whether the Biden presidency scandal is bigger than Watergate. Let's get to Tina. Tina, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think?
Well, I think it is one of the worst travesties in the history of our nation. I just can't believe this has happened, but I'm not surprised. I don't think anybody is surprised by it.
Mm-hmm.
And to have other people in charge of what's happening in our nation that were unelected officials, it is just shocking. And I hope there's some repercussions for it. And
you said, like, we all knew, we all saw it, we talked about it. We're all pointing and we're like, the sky is blue, the sky is blue. And then Corinne Jean-Pierre's like, it is not blue. How could you think it's blue? It's so offensive to people like you, Tina, to people like me, who have eyes, who have ears and a few brain cells to rub together to come to the conclusion that he was not up to the job. They lied so comfortably for that amount of time. And the consequence was the potential future of
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The country.
I agree. I'm a medical professional. I served in the military. And, you know, it's just a travesty. Like, as a medical professional, I could see that he was not up to the task.
Yeah.
And that he was incapable of making logical, sensible decisions for our nation.
Tina, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. And, you know, I there are a lot of people. You could be a medical professional. You could be somebody who's had a parent who you've witnessed up close and personal, the decline. Everybody saw it. Everybody knew it. It wasn't a secret. Jake Tapper's book isn't a reveal of a situation that nobody knew was taking place. It might be an evidence-based explanation as to what we all saw taking place, but it's not new information. And I think that's the thing that about it that is so, so really frustrating. Let's get to Chad. Thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Is the Biden presidency scandal bigger than Watergate?
Most definitely it was. I think a bigger thing is Joe Biden's history. He was always against illegal immigration, but he gets in office and he lets 20 million people in. That, to me, that's treason in itself. You're talking about the whole fabric of the United States. If the Democrats would have got one more term in office, I don't even think you would have been able to talk on talk shows for after four more years of what they were doing. I mean, if you look at it, we have to have somebody go to jail behind this. If the Democrats are allowed to walk scot-free on what they did to the country, who's to stop them from doing it again? Because the consequences were not severe enough. Trump, Cassatel, Bongino, Pam Bondi, all these people, they need to press this situation to the maximum of its pressure.
Yeah.
Because even the media is still, even though you have Jake Tapper doing what he's doing because he's trying to make money off it, but the rest of the media, there isn't any alarm bells going on because they were part of it. They were part of this cover-up. And it's a shame. It really is.
Chad,
because we could have lost our country.
Thank you for the call. And I appreciate that eagerness that Chad has to get to the bottom of it and to really actually make measurable consequences happen for what is being alleged. If they're able to prove that is true, I don't really know how it could be anything but treason. That's a big word, but I just don't see how that could be the case. Everybody who is calling here is saying that it's worse. Let me try Ben here real quick. Ben, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Is the Biden presidency scandal bigger than Watergate?
I don't know if it's worse. I kind of think it's apples and oranges. But my question is, you know, what can we do about it? What can be done with that about it? I mean, not that I think something should be done, but, you know, my question is what?
Well, I think that the House Oversight Committee, that exposure, the American people need to understand what people are capable of when there isn't light shining on the truth. When anytime the government is able to function at a capacity that is hidden from the American people, we've lost our republic. So the first thing that needs to happen is the American people, for once, need to have the truth. And then after that, I think maybe we can answer that question. I don't know if Pam Bondi is going to come and arrest everybody who is involved in the Biden administration. I understand there's an appetite out there for that from a lot of folks. But I do think that the pursuit of truth and exposure is a worthy cause. Do you agree?
Absolutely. You know, I want the truth to come out. I want everybody, you know, to admit to the truth as much as possible.
All right, Ben, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. I can't get to everybody else's phone calls, and this just is more evidence that I need to take phone calls more often. We appreciate everybody calling in. We have X's and Y's scheduled for the next segment. Questions that you have for the opposite sex, you need to throw them up there on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We believe here on the Annie Fry Show in two genders, and we also believe that the other gender is confusing. That's kind of like the thing we all agree on, isn't it? If you've got questions for the other gender, we're going to get Ethan and Trisha in the studio here. Finally, some female support in the room. For me, I'm just so used to taking these men on one versus three. I do okay. But no Ryan Wiggins today, as he is out on a family vacation, and he'll be back next week. Ethan, filling in aptly, I might add, for Ryan Wiggins. We'll get Trisha in here as well for a little X's and Y's when we come back. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.